With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At some point, Lee, the American people are going to have to decide how they want to live. Do you want major cities to be like Fallujah? Because what happened over the weekend is unbelievable. Okay, we finished the week last week, rolled into the new week with, in Chicago, not one, but three separate car rammings of Border Patrol and ICE agents in Chicago, okay? So I just ran downstairs. That's why I sound like this.
Slow down. We're good.
Border Patrol agents, ICE, they get rammed in Chicago, which is now becoming a almost daily thing where, you know, left-wing activists or illegal immigrants think they have the right to just ram their cars into ICE agents' vehicles. Somebody's going to get killed. It's a wonder nobody has. Now, we've had cartel bounties put on these agents from Mexico. We've had the Latin Kings, which own and really control a section of Chicago that I'm going to tell you about in a minute. The Latin Kings have separately put out their illegal immigrant run hitch on these ICE agents. Remember Greg Bovino, who's this Border Patrol sector chief, had the $10,000 bounty on his head. They got the guy who did that. But Department of Homeland, he's an illegal immigrant too, but Department of Homeland Security is reporting, no, the Latin Kings separately, they're run out of Mexico. They have now put out a series of bounties as well. So the cartels are so comfortable, they just put bounties on federal agents' heads. Democrats are cool with it. They never even mention it as they continue to demonize ICE. Okay, this all culminated in what was inevitable. ICE agents are making an arrest. There's a drive-by shooting. Somebody tried to kill them with bullets. So Trump administration officials, federal agents vowed, we're going to hunt them. We're going to find them. We're not going to arrest till we do. They find them. And listen to who did this. Because, folks, this is how we will live in America, in parts of America. They arrested a guy by the name of Antonio Israel Lazo Quintanilla, who is, of course, an illegal immigrant. If you have any time today, just stop by my X feed. Take a look at the picture of this guy. He's got 666 tattooed across his forehead.
Sounds like a perfectly innocent thing.
Yeah, no, he's a great guy. Yes, he's a great, exactly. Yeah, absolutely. The whole rest of his face is tattooed. I can't quite make out what it is, but he is literally terrifying. He is a confirmed member of the 18th Street Gang in Chicago and illegal immigrant, but that's not even the best part. While the media is saying his only crime in the United States is driving without a license, he's kind of a good guy. I mean, just ignore the 666 across his forehead. He was just trying to remember where he lived anyway. Since he's speaking no English.
Yeah.
No. The media is reporting his only crime in the United States is driving without a license. Yeah, about that. He's wanted in El Salvador for aggravated homicide, extortion, possession of drugs, and a litany of other felonies. But yeah, I mean, all he did was drive without a license in the United States. I mean, he's just undocumented. He can't find his documents, Lee. Yeah. I love how they say undocumented. It drives me crazy. As if, you know, like, I was briefly undocumented when I lost my Social Security card, right? It could happen to anybody.
Of course, yeah.
No, I'm a citizen. He's undocumented because he does not belong here because he's wanted, again, by Interpol. Say it with me. Aggravated homicide, extortion, possession of drugs, and a litany of other felonies, and is a documented confirmed member of the 18th Street Gang, and felt perfectly comfortable driving by ICE agents and opening fire. So this is an escalation, and what you're watching slow motion is a war. It's a ground war. Mm-hmm. On one side, it's a civil war, are Democrats in the cartels and 110,000 gangsters on the streets of Chicago. According to Cash Patel, many are illegal immigrants. Others are American gangsters who work with them. It is an army, and they are fighting. We are fighting for territory. Do not kid yourself. This is a civil war, and that might have been the first shots fired in it. While we have, Lee, Democrat judges ordering ICE agents, you can't even use tear gas to defend yourselves. You have to take down the safety fence, the one that Trump rolled in there around the ICE center, so just ICE agents could safely park their cars and go into work. Democrat judges ordering those taken down as illegal immigrant gangsters are putting bounties on their heads and now firing shots at them. This is where we are. And Chicago's getting overshadowed by a lot of other stuff going on. There's so much stuff going on around the country, but this is shocking.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back to school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
And it is ending up exactly where we said it would.
Yeah, exactly. As I've said it would for you, me, a while. I mean, I said you are going to watch the merger of the cartels on our territory. And what's really interesting in the intelligence that they intercepted from the cartels out of Mexico that have put these hits on these bounties up to $50,000 a head is that they are anticipating that illegal immigrant gangsters, cartel members, sure, will take them up on it. But they're also anticipating left-wing activists and radicals will too. In other words, they see themselves as on the same side. That's incredible.
And it's not the side of the U.S. government.
No. No. And this is what I feared. We have places in Mexico that are not controlled by the Mexican government. Cartels control them. You cannot go into them. We are headed there or we take the territory back. It's one or the other. This isn't even about illegal immigration anymore. Meanwhile, Lee, I've been saying for a long time, a time will come in America. You know, Mexico, we regularly hear of headless bodies hanging from bridges and things like that. Headline, this is a top 10 in the country trending story. Should be. I'm glad Americans are watching. Five MS-13 gang members found guilty in a string of gruesome California killings. They found about half a dozen of the bodies. They think there are dozens more. They can't hang them off the bridges yet. But they beat them, strangle them, sometimes behead them, and throw their bodies off a cliff in the L.A. area. It's a in a mountainous and remote area. And those convicted, Walter Chavez Larin, 26, Roberto Alejandro Cordo Ortiz, 30, Edwin Martinez, 28. And this is one count of conspiracy to violate the Racketeer Influence of Corrupt Organizations RICO Act. That's a 9-week trial. But that's what they're doing now. I mean, you're seeing the same kind of gang warfare over territory that you would see in Mexico. And this is 18th Street Gang. There we go again. Second story with them today and MS-13 members, and they're killing each other over a territory that they feel they will control if one or the other wins.
I just wish the American media that seems to concern itself with the possibility that fishermen are being blown up as the Trump administration takes out these drug boats coming in at high speed over the ocean, if they would have the same attitude toward this.
Never mind that those fishermen in their own countries have long history of drug convictions.
I've never seen a boat off the coast of South Carolina that is like a high-speed boat with multiple engines that is going at high speed trying to fish. What are they fishing for? Flying fish? This defies explanation to me for the way the media is going after this.
Yeah, and look, they know the truth. The truth is Trump has successfully, with the military, sealed the border of this country. Yeah. And so now they've got to get the drugs and the human trafficking, all that over the oceans. And Trump's saying, no, you're not doing that. Yeah. You try it, you'll die.
Yeah.
It'll work, too.
Yes.
It's going to work. It's going to work great. Meanwhile, this is the stakes, folks. I mean, we started this segment with an illegal immigrant wanted for homicide in El Salvador is the one who opens fire on ICE agents. That shows you who is hiding in Chicago behind Democrat leadership protecting them, right?
Yeah, this sounds like the worst of the worst that we ought to be deporting.
Yeah, and here's the thing. We didn't go find the worst of the worst and hold them up to make them all look bad.
No.
Okay, that's the crazy part. He's come to our attention because he opened fire on ICE.
Right.
Otherwise, to Daley, he'd still be walking around Chicago.
Trying to murder federal law enforcement agents.
Yeah, he's the one who drew attention to himself by firing bullets. And that doesn't even include this next case, which is also top 10 story in the country. So look, voters may be frustrated with Trump, but it's going to be a while before we get this economic recovery. We've always known that. But they wanted it faster. He maybe shouldn't have promised it as fast as he did, as you pointed out last week. But it's good that voters are also looking at this because the Democrats are going to have us live with these people who are internationally wanted for homicides in other countries. He was just one this weekend that made headlines. I'll tell you about the other one in a minute.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.